Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Wednesday, March 6th. U.S. equity futures are rebounding this morning. You have S&P futures up 20 points. It's about 40 basis points. NASDAQ futures are outperforming, up 140 points. It's about 75 basis points. And you have Dow futures up 90 points, or about 23 basis points. In Europe, there is green across the board. You're looking at the major indices up about 30 to 45 basis points. Outperformance in basic resources, chemicals, banks, tech, retail, real estate, travel, energy, and utilities in Europe. Most major subgroups are in the green. And then underperforming in Europe, healthcare, media, insurance, auto, staples, and industrials. Asia pretty much saw gains. The Nikkei was about flat. The Hang Seng jumped 1.7%. The Shanghai Comp fell about 25 basis points. You saw India, Taiwan, Australia all see higher prices. So just turning to some of the news items for today. You had last night on the earnings front, CrowdStrike is the big upside standout. That stock's up over 20%. So a nice shot in the arm for tech sentiment. German exports this morning were quite robust. You had a slew of Chinese government officials. So the two sessions event kicked off Monday night. You had the speech from Premier Li giving out the growth objectives for the year. There was a lot of kind of pushback skepticism in the market about how they plan on achieving 5% GDP growth without any type of increased stimulus. You saw a rare press conference from a variety of different senior government officials, economic government officials kind of defending the 5% number, talking about how they have additional options on stimulus if needed. So that's helping somewhat, I think, just some of the anxiety around the state of Chinese growth. There's also, I think, some anticipation for Powell today. So Powell has 2 days of testimony today and tomorrow. I doubt you're really going to see a dramatically changed message on rates. The Fed has been very consistent. Variety of all officials have been very consistent in their messaging on the funds rate. Cuts are coming. They're not imminent. So we're not going to get it at March. Could get it over the next three meetings. You're not going to get it at the first one. You could get it at the middle one, but you're most likely going to get it by June. And again, most Fed officials are all kind of speaking from that same script. The market is largely respecting that guidance. I think on the funds rate, you're not going to see a dramatic shift. He's going to acknowledge the progress on inflation and talk about how they still want to see more evidence. Again, I doubt you're going to see any big fireworks on that front. More interesting at the upcoming March meeting, we will get more details on how the Fed is thinking about or the logistics around slowing the quantitative tightening process. And I suspect that's going to kind of be, you're going to get a lot more news on that today during his testimony. On the Treasury front, yields are approximately unchanged today after rallying a lot yesterday. You've seen, going back over the last several days, a slew of somewhat downbeat growth numbers. So you had, just circling back to Thursday, the PCE was no hotter than feared. On Friday, you had the downside Michigan sentiment report along with the downside manufacturing ISM. Yesterday, you had the downside services ISM along with weak durable good orders. So that's kind of helped to knock Treasury yields lower. The big wild card will be the jobs report this Friday. You have seen, labor red flags within the ISM. The employment components of the ISMs are both pretty soft, both on manufacturing and services. You have had continuing weekly claims tick higher. So there are red flags forming on the employment front. So I think that's just going to raise the bar even higher for the jobs report this Friday, where the consensus is looking for cooling in the pace of employment creation. On the calendar for today, so Powell will be one of the big highlights. You also have the ADP jobs report, Abercrombie earnings Wednesday morning. I only mentioned that just because that stock has been a huge outperformer, rivaling what some of the big tech standouts. Jolt's report. Salesforce will kick off its Trailblazer conference today. There's going to be a lot of AI noise out of that company. They just reported last week, so I doubt you're going to see a ton of major incremental news, but that is something to watch. And then a couple of international economic numbers tonight, Japanese earnings, and then Chinese import exports. And I have previews on all of that in the piece today. And just on the political front, you know, I think the Super Tuesday results confirmed what everyone should be expecting. You know, November will be a Biden versus Trump contest. The details of some of the races yesterday certainly revealed the red flags for both politically. They each have their own set of challenges. You know, I think Trump continues to perform poorly with certain critical segments of the GOP electorate. And then Biden has his own set of problems. This, you know, the whole uncommitted vote is definitely a big challenge for him, as well as some of the third parties that he will face. So, you know, I think kind of Super Tuesday just confirmed what we already knew: Trump versus Biden, and each has their own set of difficulties. That is everything for today, Wednesday, March 6th. Thank you, everyone, for listening.